Now, let's go to internet, third planet of the day. So if we want to get listing leads from the internet or our internet marketing, of course, social media, right? And again, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I'm going to nail the one that I believe is the most powerhouse for listings that I know, which is YouTube. Period. End of story. It was funny. I was on YouTube this morning because we do it part of our morning mastery. The why in mastery is watch YouTube every morning. And I was on there and I was looking for TED Talks because I'm a TED Talk addict and I love watching TED Talks. And one of the videos came up from an agent that was on our team like 3 years ago. She has since moved out of state. She did three videos about a neighborhood here in Colorado on Castle Rock. This video already has 2,600 views on it. It was a 3-minute video on why you should live in Castle Rock. 2,600 people have viewed this with the video, now knowing her name, her face, her identity, also at the bottom has a phone number for them to call, sends them to your website. If you really want to build this out intelligently, you'll have something to offer them, right? So a downloadable relocation guide or 10 reasons why you might not want to live in XYZ neighborhood, right? You have fun with it, right? Things that people go, ooh, 10 reasons why I might not want to live here. Everyone's going to sell me on why I should live here. What are the 5 reasons or 10 reasons I shouldn't live here? Maybe it has high crime. Maybe it's close to this. People will love that you're honest with them and they'll download it. In order for them to download that document using a Jot form or whatever you want to use, they have to give you their contact information. Then they become a lead. So YouTube is massive. If you want to, I'll give you one person to model after that I think besides us, I mean, we do a great job for our coaching company. His name is Ken Pozek, K-E-N-P-O-Z-E-K, Ken Pozek. He moved from Philadelphia to Orlando, Florida, and he produces somewhere in the realm of 850 leads a month from his YouTube channel in Orlando. His real estate team in January, this past January, sold 142 homes from the YouTube channel in 1 month, 142 in January. If you look at his channel, you'll just see, obviously, he does some Disney stuff because he's in Orlando. He does some other stuff, but there's nothing rocket science here. He just consistent, gives information, people follow it. He has a brand. And then in exchange for their contact information, he directs them to his website where it gets their information. Even without their information, he gets so many phone calls from leads on YouTube simply because they feel that he's the authority. And that word is important. You want to be the authority for that area because they can connect to him. They feel that since he's obviously doing all these videos, he must know the area well. He's got videos from the top 5 taco shops to go to in Orlando, the top 3 places to find seafood, all kind of fun things. If you're into that kind of thing and you feel comfortable being in front of the camera, or you don't, but you just want to make a lot of money, maybe that's the way you go. But out of all of the social media, that's I would focus my efforts and energy on, has the least amount of expense getting involved into it. It has the highest upside. And remember, it works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It never sleeps. Your YouTube channel never sleeps, ever. Cool? They're like, take it easy, Brendan. Take it easy. It's a little intense. All right. And then we got to talk about internet leads. If we're going to talk about the internet, we got to talk about internet leads. So let's talk about internet leads. We'll talk about why, how, and tech. All right. If you're buying internet leads right now, I want to talk about that. Okay. So the only reason to ever buy internet leads is to have a very complete understanding of how internet leads work. And to understand internet leads, you have to start with one number above all else. Write this down, 550. That's the average amount of time that it takes to convert an internet lead in days. The average conversion of an internet lead is 550 days. That doesn't mean that some won't buy tomorrow. That means some might buy in 10 years. But the average length is 550. Here's the second reason, because 99% of all internet leads are buyer leads, right? They're people looking on a website at properties. Then we hose them into signing up and giving us their information in some form or fashion, some capture method that we use, and we convert it into an internet lead. The only way to have success with internet leads is to make sure, again, you're building a database for when, not if. It has to be when, not if. So you're filling this database, you're building relationships that you're going to get referrals from, you're going to get other people interested. You're building a friendship with every internet lead you get. if you buy internet leads and think you're going to get spend enough money to get enough of them and someone's going to be ready to buy this second tomorrow and you're going to go make this money on them, you will lose that game. I know people that spend tons of money on realtor.com, on, you know, Zillow leads when they were before, you know, Zillow Flex and all of this, that wouldn't even break even on them because you're buying them and you're thinking for every 10, one's going to say yes to be able to buy right now, and they would throw away the other 9. If every lead is $250, that means 9 of them you're saying goodbye to. So there's $1,800 in the trash to find one person that maybe says yes. Then remember, if you're doing internet leads, you got to find one person that's going to say yes. It's going to then take 10 weeks on minimum for them to go through the process of finding a home, deciding on a property, getting into the car, doing the pre-qual, doing all of that stuff. So you just got to remember, if you're going to buy these leads or you're going to deal with internet leads in any form or fashion, you're getting leads to build relationships. You're not getting leads to sell houses immediately. People are like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? Right? Because sometimes it's easier if you have a big enough business to spend money so that you don't have to go door knock, make phone calls and do all that. All you're doing with internet leads is you're getting people to come to you for a price that you get to build a relationship with, so you don't have to get on the phone and hunt. You already have a topic of conversation. You were on realtor.com. I saw you were looking at the house at 123 Elm Street. I have availability this weekend for you to see the home. Would you like to see it? Oh, we're just looking. You know, it's kind of our dream. We live in Oklahoma right now. We always wanted to live in Colorado. We're just looking. And then here's what people do. They go, okay, well, if you ever change your mind and you want to move to Colorado, give me a call. Click. You just took $250. Or your team's $250. If anyone from my team is on here, you took my $250 and you lit it on fire and went poof, and the money just went away that quick, 2 seconds. Instead of, well, tell me more about that. And if it was the perfect situation, when would you like to be here? And have you thought about living in Colorado for a long time? And do you have any kids? Oh, what are their names? Database, 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 updating, updating, updating. And I'm building a relationship with them. And then I'm going to send them information on relocating to Colorado and how easy it is to do that. Blah, 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 blah. They might not ever end up moving here. They might end up moving somewhere else. I'm going to refer them wherever the heck they're moving to. I've referred people in the neighborhood area that they've stayed in. And I've gotten a referral fee from another state for them moving inside their state just down the street because I recommended an agent to them because I had that relationship. So internet leads are just relationship building opportunities.